This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, folks, we're going to do five ways to take care of chronic illness and reverse them, take control of it. From the mainstream media, we'll comment on their perspective on it, and ours we will share. Joni Abbott is with me again. We're at Fresh Blends in Bettendorf, Iowa. Only Joni could invite me to the middle of the freezing winter in the Midwest, and I would actually show up. What is that? What is that?
Thank
what does
you,
that
Robert.
Say?
You're little, such a dear friend.
Little vitamin L happening
yes,
here, right?
Yes, a lot of love, a lot of vitamin L. We love it, and we need it, and we need you here in the Quad City. That's why you were here this weekend with us.
Yeah, we had a great event. It was sponsored by Mandala. I want to say Mandala.
Mandala Integrative Medicine. It's just, yes. Yeah. Dr. Shaw is an integrative medical doc here in the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he is really big on, I call him a gut-centric doc. And
yes,
that's how
that's
I knew
centric.
To team him up with you, you know. Yeah. And I knew you'd be a great speaker for our event yesterday. It's the first ever integrative lifestyle forum. It was at Rhythm City Casino and Hotel. It's a five-star hotel out in the middle of a cornfield. And it's a casino out in the middle of a cornfield, North Davenport. Yeah. And it was just the perfect facility for us to host that event yesterday.
It was a great Field of Dreams moment. Build it, and I showed up.
That's right.
There we go. Yeah. So we also have a special guest, Lisa Lynn Eveleth. We interviewed her last hour. She's really terrific. LiveFitWithLupus.org. And her journey back to health,
yes.
Which has been phenomenal. We've been talking off the air about she went through chemo and everything and saw some pictures over the and compared. It's like a different person. It's like it wasn't you. This sickly, just devastated, immunity challenged, all of that. Just amazing what you've come through and where you are today. So it's a living testament to doing the right thing.
Yeah, she's nutrition has just fueled you for how you're going to live fit with lupus, how you actually do the things that you do and all that you do through nutrition that you can have a high-quality life with an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to talk more about that this hour, but first we got some major news from this weekend. And when I was flying up to Iowa, I flew through Atlanta. Everybody goes to heaven. You have to connect through Atlanta, they say, right? Wherever you go. So here we are. And as I'm walking down the rows of gates, I noticed one flight going to Fort Lauderdale. I used to live down there. So I was like, it lit up for me. I just paid attention. I said, I just imagined the Fort Lauderdale airport because I've been in and out of there so many times over the years. And I didn't think anything more of it. I had a three-hour layover, though, so I sat down. Worked on the show notes Friday, and turned out, an hour later, I hear about this shooting at the Terminal 2, which was the baggage claim area for Delta. And there was some weird stuff coming through, and I commented on it briefly. But turns out the guy was flying from Alaska. He's a military vet, and he's clearly suffering from PTSD.
Mm.
But, of course, the mainstream medical mafia controls the Veterans Administration and doesn't allow them to use cannabis for PTSD. Instead, he's likely on SSRI drugs, anti-anxiolytic medicines and things. And on top of that, he claimed after the shooting where he unloaded his pistol of some kind and then just laid down and waited to be picked up and arrested, that he was told by the CIA to do this, right? Like there was mind control stuff going on.
Ooh, weird.
Yeah, so there's MK Ultra things in there. But even if there wasn't that, the fact that you're on an SSRI or these psychiatric medicines can create in a PTSD or anybody, the removal of the governor of behavior that would normally, like you might have a suicidal thought or a homicidal thought because it's just you get angry, you're like, oh, I've killed that person.
And part of the human experience.
Right, exactly. So, but very few would actually act out on that, but what they know about those medicines from the psychiatric world is that they remove the governor on that behavior. So suddenly, a person who has those ideas that would never act on them suddenly acts on them. Most every one of the school shootings we've covered over the years, psychiatric drugs involved, etc. So
they were either on them or weaning themselves off of them. And when you try to suddenly just wean yourself off of a psychotropic, it's a very dangerous place to be in.
Right. Now, there was another thing that makes me suspicious. Is there another thing behind it? And Super Don, you know, we're skeptics about claims of conspiracies. Not that conspiracy is a bad word on this show. We cover them all the time as well. But this guy checked his firearm like you're allowed to do. I've done that. It's not against the law. It's normal. People do it. But what was weird about this is that he somehow was, when he arrived in Fort Lauderdale, got his bag, which had the checked in the luggage. Usually they track this all the way through. And he goes to the bathroom, and they claim he loaded his firearm. Now, my question is, where did he get the bullets? Because one of the things that you're not allowed to do, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, is when you load that firearm, I don't mean load it with bullets, I mean just in your bag, and you show them it's locked, it's unloaded, you are not allowed to transport ammo.
Right.
Not in your bag, not even in your check bag. So somebody screwed up royally from Delta or whoever was running security to allow this through, or there was a what would you call somebody that's working with you?
A second front man or an assistant.
That met him there and gave him the ammo. Because you cannot do that normally. So somebody should be questioning the security at Delta or wherever where he checked in Anchorage, because this shouldn't have happened.
Wow.
So that I don't know the answer to. Super D, have you found anything more about this than my questioning of the event here is what's still mysterious to me?
No, I mean, basically what we don't know for a fact that he was on any kind of medication. The guy had a history of mental illness. And the weird thing, the thing that gets me on this, is that back in November, this guy literally walked into an FBI field office, and he told the FBI that he was hearing voices, that his mind had been taken over by the government, and he was being forced to watch ISIS videos and propaganda. And so, to me, I'm thinking, listen, there are a lot of people that are, I think, unjustly persecuted. They go through the TSA, they're groped, they're embarrassed, and all this stuff to get on a plane when they have no history or any reason to be suspected for anything, put on no-fly lists, you know, all this crazy stuff that we've covered over the years. Then you have a situation like this where you've got a guy, he was honorably discharged from the military, but there's some question as to his performance as the reason why he was discharged. The guy walks into an FBI office, he's making statements about being forced to watch ISIS videos, and he's hearing voices in his head, they're trying to force him to do things, all the blah, 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 blah. If there's anybody who I think ought to at least have a red flag on them, maybe say maybe this guy shouldn't be flying on a plane, or maybe we should question whether this guy should have a firearm. This is one of the guys that you would think they might have an eyeball on in this situation. Not grandma in a wheelchair.
Concern.
Yeah, you know, or somebody with, you know, shampoo or something. You know, this is one of those cases where this guy probably should have been scrutinized a little bit more.
Yeah, here's where you get the failure of these government agencies, Homeland Security, the bureaucracy that has been created to protect us. You know, here's a classic case where it wasn't like nobody knew he came out of nowhere. If you say he reported to an FBI office saying he's hearing voices and he's, you know, has some violent tendencies, he's got a criminal record, and they don't do anything, you know, that's an alarm for me and should be for everybody that, you know what, maybe the government isn't the best protector of the public on airplanes. And we've talked about this too, privatizing security. Who would have a better incentive to make sure nothing happens to a plane than the people who own the plane, right?
And I'm going to say something a little bit from another flip side here.
Mm-hmm.
He's had trouble controlling his anger after serving in Iraq. What the heck happened in Iraq
mm-hmm.
that after he left, he felt he was being chased and controlled by the CIA through secret online messages?
Why was he not
He had a traumatic experience. He had a traumatic experience when he was in Iraq because I guess there was an IED that blew up next to some friends of his and stuff. And his family said that he has never been the same ever since he came back. So obviously something happened there that triggered something. But again, I mean, the guy literally handed himself over to the FBI with a lot of troubling right. information that indicated that he was having some issues. And they just kicked him out. Yet, how many times have we seen these stories of the little old lady with the walker has her colostomy bag removed yeah. and all of this stuff because they're afraid she's going to blow up a plane?
Yeah, it's crazy. No, and you know, the way he gave himself up, how interesting. He shot people in the head, apparently, and then just laid down and waited to be picked up. This does not sound like a guy who was, you know, on the, you know, doing something on purpose and targeting specific people that he knew and then racing away to escape. It was just a guy that, as I said, there are still more questions. And Superdon, if you can look into, I don't know who's investigating the security measures that Delta or the Anchorage Airport did to allow bullets. You know, it's firearms loaded, appropriately checked, not loaded, I'm sorry, unloaded, but carried in the luggage container that you're checking, not on board. It's allowed, but you're not allowed to carry ammo. So how did he get ammo? That's still the question that I'm not satisfied because I don't see any answers. I don't see anybody sure. digging, maybe. I'm not seeing all the news on it, but that's what I want to follow up on as well, Super D, okay?
And, you know, and there's not enough being done for our vets with regard to PTSD.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people running around with PTSD in our culture right now. I mean, sometimes just being, living the human experience sometimes can be
yeah.
PTSD worthy. And so how do we effectively treat it? Because psychotropics are not the answer. Opioids are not the answer. We're seeing more deaths, more suicides.
We got the DEA trying to ban CBD.
And then you have a plant-based alternative solution, which is a humane, effective, and very efficient way to deliver nutrition to the body to help it cope with processing PTSD and emotional trauma. And there's even yoga. There are even yoga techniques. I have a friend of mine right now working with getting DOD clearance and trying to help bring emotional healing and emotional trauma processing with yoga to help veterans and help people with PTSD. She's here in the area,
yeah.
and it's fascinating, the science, the true science and studies that are behind this and showing the effectiveness of helping process
yeah.
so much trauma caught up in the body.
All right. Folks, on the airline issue, can you get back to me, anybody out there listening, if you know more about how he would get ammo into checked or carry-on luggage, because it doesn't make sense to me still. Folks, it's the number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Lisa, we'll talk more about, we got a chronic disease story coming up from the mainstream media, and I want to hear your insights into it as well as what you've come through. Glad to be here at Fresh Blends in Bettendorf. What town?
Iowa.
Just kidding. I know. I'm in Iowa. But the love is here. The vitamin L is flowing. I'm warm because of my friends. And and the good juice here at Fresh Blends. Folks, if you're ever in town, stop by and get a juice.
Yeah. Keep it green.
Yeah.
Keep it green or just try Joni juice for fun.
All right. Okay. We'll be having some fun.
A revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There we go. All right, we're back, I think. Are we?
Yes.
Give me a clue.
I believe so, yes.
All right. So, yeah, we're just having a chat here at Fresh Blends. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're on the air. Where's the radio show going on here? What happened? We got more people coming in and getting some broadcast healing happening. Super Don, you found, I don't know if it's an FAA regulation, but you said federal guidelines allow for the checking of ammo as well as firearms. And I'm scratching my head on that because, they won't let anything that's potentially explosive, even a bottle of water, through security because they think it might be something flammable. And
yeah, this is it's a little different though because when you're going through TSA and you're getting on a plane, their focus is what you're bringing in your carry-on,
right?
Versus what you would have in your checked baggage. So there's a little bit of differentiation there, and this is it's a sticky subject, really, because on the one hand, you want to have the ability, the right to, your Second Amendment rights. You want to, to be able to bear arms. And, anybody would tell you, what's the point of having a gun if it's not loaded, right? I mean, it's just a prop, if you don't have that. So, if you have to travel and you're going to take your firearm, a law-abiding citizen with good intentions exercising their Second Amendment rights would, ideally want to be able to take their ammunition with them as well. But in this particular case, yeah, this is a perfect example of where somebody, you know, is this the type of person who we should question whether he should have had that gun or not based on his past.
You mentioned on the air, you know, people are off the air where you're saying, you know, somebody has a dog named after a terrorist by accidentally sounds like it, and then they ban you from, you know, on the no-fly zone. And this guy goes to the FBI office and says, I'm having delusions. I'm being, you know, and he's on, and he's in, and he can also check it. But again, my point of the ammo, and I don't have a problem theoretically to even be able to check ammo as someone who works with firearms too, is they say that anything explosive shouldn't go on, and that the bullets are explosive. Okay. All right, we'll revisit this. I need to take a break on that. I want to go into chronic disease, because I have Lisa's here with us again, and she's gone through lupus. You've gone through just being hammered with medicines. I saw the pictures, just brutal. And I think Joni put a mashup of those pictures together, and what you look like now is night and day difference. I posited this story from the mainstream media. It's a Fox News thing. 5 ways to take control of your chronic illness. And I said, and not one of them are drugs. So it's like, what is going on? Because the big pharmaceutical paymasters are not going to be happy with this. Number one on the list is be your own best advocate. Lisa, what do you think about that as a good thing? Be your own best advocate.
That's exactly what I tell patients. In fact, I don't want them to be a victim, you know, and just, you know, treat every doctor as if they're human beings. And so we need to take control of our own health. I mean, being your own advocate is the best thing possibly that you can do. And learn. Knowledge is power. You know, you need to learn as far as how to take care of the body.
Yeah. Number two on the list, set up your A-team. So in this case, it says, and I've asked people like this that are suffering, I say, do you have people around you that are supporting you, helping you navigate? Because sometimes it can be a daunting task. Did you have an A-team, or were you on your own?
I was on my own. Ooh. You know, it was tough. And that was tough. I think it took me some time because I was so sickly, and it was tough when you're sick and tired. You are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of roll up in a little bit of a ball and, you know, sleep as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Rest is an amazing healer, and I mean, we don't get enough in our country anyway, and that's what really preventatively,
really,
you know, interrupts our ability to keep and thwart illness.
In fact, I talked to a patient after speaking yesterday, and he talked about that. Growing up, you know, I always required more sleep, and he said the same thing, like his parents thought he was lazy because he would sleep 12 hours a night, and I just always required more sleep, you know.
Yeah.
So there was definitely something that happened. In fact, I had to do a second round of all your kindergarten shots, like rubella. I had to do it twice because they couldn't find, I was from El Paso, and they couldn't find any of my results.
More vaccine injury. We've got stories about that.
Oh, yeah. So within a month to 3 months, I just talked about this morning, that's when my immune system, I'd already had my spleen taken out. I had the ITP, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. But then from there, it was just like haywire within.
It just wreaked havoc in your body. It was already trying to deal with what you were given it in the first round of vaccines.
Right.
And I knew going in there, like getting those shots, it didn't feel right. It just, I knew like I should have listened to my intuition and ran away.
Five ways you can take care and control of your chronic illness. We've only gotten through two of them. We've got three more to go, and we're already creeping up to the next break. So we're going to extend this discussion here. And you have lifewithlupus.org. Lifewithlupus.org.
Livefitwithlupus.org.
I'm reading and I can't see it. What's wrong with
you? The cold is freezing his eyeballs. You'll have to excuse him, but it's good to go here.
All right.
But we are live.
Live Fit with Lupus. That's what we do here, live on the radio. I got Joni backing me up, thankfully.
You're welcome.
So we'll be doing that, and also some more vaccine injury stories after this break. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, rocking the health world here in Iowa. Fresh blends. Why? Because that's how I got to stay warm. I got to keep rocking, keep moving. You said something like that. Movement is life. What was it?
Motion is lotion.
Motion is lotion. That sounds like fun. Hey, the massage school is open, right?
Yeah, I think so. The Institute for Therapeutic Massage, they were there yesterday.
They were.
Integrative Lifestyle
Forum. They worked
forum.
On me right there at the forum. It was awesome. And I think I got a text from, let's see, who was it? Benita House?
Yeah.
She sent a text. She says, hey, I'm at the Institute of Therapeutic Massage. I know you're going to be going on the air soon, but if you want to get a massage today, before you go to Muscatine, please let me know. It's on the west side of town as you go to Muscatine. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh,
my God.
My gosh.
Look at that.
I didn't get a chance to get one yesterday. I was running around doing stage announcements. And
yeah.
I was just afraid of sitting on that chair and in that dress. I did not think those two things were going to happen well together at all.
Can we go get one?
We could definitely try to get a hold of her and see,
okay,
see what kind of time frame we have.
All right. Yeah, and we got to work on tomorrow's show after that. All right. So, okay, continuing on now. Five ways. We'll get into some vaccine injury stories. We were talking about advocating for yourself, creating an A-team. This one, self-care is health care. Self-care. So you definitely had to care for yourself in this case, didn't you?
Absolutely did. You know, and we were talking about this last night with Alex Jameson and women. Mm. We are so good at not caring for ourselves. We'll be there for our best friends in a heartbeat.
Right.
And we'll be there for our kids in a heartbeat. But will we show up for ourselves and care for ourselves? And I have some very precious friends always knocking on my door and whispering over my shoulder that you better care for yourself, Joni. You have to take that time out. So it's a really good reminder for preventative care as well,
yeah,
as autoimmune disease care.
Now, here's a shocking one. A mainstream media report on this, number four on the list of the top five ways that they're saying to take control of your chronic illness. Number four, food is medicine.
Believe it.
How do they do that? How do they get away with saying that? And mainstream media, they're going to lose all their pharmaceutical funding.
They went Hippocrates on us.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, and I'm looking at you, Lisa. Food has become your medicine, has it not?
It has.
Yeah.
It really has. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Color. I'm all about color.
Eating the rainbow. And it's not a jar of Skittles, kids. Okay? No, real food from real soil, if you
or
will.
Or gummies.
Or gummies either. Yeah, stay with the gummies. All right, number five, stay engaged and be honest. Illness kind of throws relationships into uncharted territory, it says. It's important to let others know how you feel and stay connected to the people who love you. Sometimes the people who love us, though, don't understand what we're going through.
No, they can love us all day long, but if they don't have the same nutritional mindset, they don't have the same approach to health or our health, and they think maybe we're even making the wrong decision for our health, or what are you doing? That seems so extreme. Oh my gosh, you're juicing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes when you're sick, you know, it sometimes can be invisible. I mean, obviously my pictures show that.
Yeah, it was obvious for you.
Pretty obvious, but there are a lot of autoimmune diseases that are invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because, you know, people say you don't feel well and you're sick and they don't understand, and they start thinking, oh my gosh, she's not fun anymore, you know, and you can't really make plans, you know, the disease dictates your life.
Yeah.
And that becomes a problem with any relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you live your life if there were no consequences for your actions? There have been psychological tests on this, and it's just ugly. When people are, let's say, disconnected from an action to whatever they did, doesn't matter how bad it is, they do bad things.
Mm.
And this is the case in point with the U.S. government continuing to pay damages for vaccine injury, but not to anybody, not letting them know, only if you find out, and then you have to petition a vaccine court, and the makers of those vaccines are completely shielded from liability should they harm, injure, or even kill you or your loved one or your children. And you were harmed by vaccines as well, Lisa.
Yes.
I was harmed by vaccines. There's many people that we've covered over the years.
I had a vaccine, over-vaccinated in seventh grade myself,
yep,
with the meningitis vaccine and was chronically ill.
And none of our parents probably knew anything about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
No.
Go to the vaccine court. Meantime, Merck, GSK, and the like, they can continue with impunity to put out toxic injections for innocent children, kill them, and no recourse can be had. There's nothing that happens to them. So we have this situation where money is being paid out, including for autism, but the biggest one we keep seeing here, and this is listed, Superdon, you found this at Health Impact News, the latest?
Yeah, they do a great job of keeping on top of the results and the statistics that are coming out of the vaccine court.
I've not seen anything like this anywhere else, really.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The flu shot is just hammering people. Number one, and we've covered this more recently, there's more and more payouts happening because of the flu shot. And whether it's mercury-laden, aluminum-laden, or both, it's devastating people. This is a target. This is a targeted campaign of injury, chronic disease, illness, and even death. And this is happening to more and more folks. So this annual push for the flu shot. Remember, they don't even know that it's definitely the flu. The time of the swine flu scam of, what, was it 09?
Yeah.
They kept saying everybody was going to die of the swine flu. And when the CDC initially reported on this, then they found that Well, they weren't finding anybody with swine flu in actual tests. Cheryl Atkinson, who was then with, I think, ABC, big news reporter, started reporting on this and said they stopped even looking to see who has it because they weren't finding it anywhere, and she was out of a job. But what happened afterwards was the CDC said, we better quadruple down on this, and they said 100 million people are going to suffer, instead of admitting that no one was suffering from swine flu. And so we've got this annual play targeting Americans for termination on some level, way, shape, or form with the flu vaccines. Yeah, and this is what, to me, among many things, delegitimizes the CDC as an organization. Other than the toxicologists in the basement that they never let come out and play, because those are the people that know stuff.
Right.
But the virologists, the vaccinologists, these people are operating, like I said, in a vacuum where there is no cause and effect. Where they can do this, they can promote it, they can deliver it, they can not be, what is it?
Held responsible or accountable.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. And at that point, they do evil things.
Right. Well, and then you've got checkbook science. You have, you know, people cherry picking through data, what they want to pick, how they want to spin it, how they want to sell it to the public or sell it to doctors in order for the okay process, however long that process takes. And in our case, sometimes it's not very long, 6 weeks, 9 weeks maybe. But they cherry pick the information and switch the data around and play games with the numbers in order to make it seem safer than what it is, or to make it, just to find one key selling point is all they need in order to try to make a profit off of vaccines or drugs.
And if we were to eliminate the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program today, the manufacturers of vaccines would stop manufacturing them because they would not be able to withstand the lawsuits coming their way. That was their argument in the 80s when Reagan signed that bill into law. It's the worst thing Reagan did. You can tell me he did that. He did this was the worst because it made sure that these vaccines would now explode in number, intensity. All of these things that indeed happened, and autism exploded in the 90s, of course, through that next generation when they expanded it.
Yeah, and we want to talk about Reagan. He was healing his own pancreatic cancer in Mexico with Latreal, vitamin B17.
And he used carnivora as well. Yeah,
from apricot seeds. So he knew what was going on.
He was duped on this. There's no way around it. Now you've got the lizard man of lizard men, Bill Gates, I like to call him, quietly funding an effort to develop thousands of new vaccines that might become pandemics, these things that might, the vaccines will bring on the pandemics. And the only way he could do that is knowing that there's no liability for any product that he produces. You tell me what other substance that is brought to market as a business model, right, as a product, that would be held without liability should it injure or kill somebody.
I remember when Firestone Tires... Do you remember when they burst into flames? Or they would
congressional
blow
hearings.
Out? Oh, my gosh. It was a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, children's clothing, or there were heavy metals found in children's jewelry and makeup at like, Claire's at the mall. And there were, they stopped immediately. The whole world stopped. Everybody, everything had to change. You don't see this in the vaccine world. You don't see this in the vaccine, pharmaceutical la-la land that the vaccine, toxins are. It's just crazy to me that we are injecting things that we don't even know what's going to happen into our children's bodies that are going to assault the immune system long term and in many cases be a deadly injection.
Yeah.
And then there's just nothing, no repercussion.
No other precedent in the world as far as products that can be unmitigated disasters, killing people, killing children, and yet continue day after day after day and be protected and shielded from liability. That program has to end, but we can't wait for it to end. Folks, you have to say no. You have to get in the way and be belligerent in defense of your children. It's not enough to say no if, like in California, they say, well, then you can't send your kids to public and private school. Now you got to get out of California. California has dissolved into a communist dictatorship state where the people are owned by the medical companies, the corporations. How else do you say it at this point? We got a note from Patsy Cable on Facebook. She says, remember, the anthrax vaccine is the cause of Gulf War syndrome, let alone the mass vaccination of our troops. So many are getting medical discharges from the injuries from vaccines. And then again, their treatment once they're out from the VA, what is it? It's drug therapy. There's no detoxification. There is no essential fat support. There is no CBD, cannabis support, nothing that would actually facilitate their health and healing. Of the many things I hope that could happen under a Trump administration, if he does overhaul the VA to allow true holistic medicine, detoxification, and cannabis to be used for these troops.
Yeah, CBD oil, you can get some right now with your discount code.
Well, yeah, if you go to CB Sciences at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can order it. RSB15 gets you 15% off. All 50 states legal, even though the DEA doesn't want you to know it. Go out there and get it now before they try and shut it down. Pluscbdoil.com.
If you want to do a little bit of research today, you should research the endocannabinoid system that's in our body. It's there for a reason, as if we were designed to have this plant into our bodies that feeds every feeds us on a cellular level. It's wonderful for our nervous system. That's what helps, you know, with the PTSD and helps offer such great support in our body as well. So study the endocannabinoid system and see for yourself how it was that we were meant to design, what we were designed to have this plant in our body.
Enough of these atrocities against fellow humans, including our troops, including our children.
Well, they
deserve
better.
Yeah.
They just deserve better.
They do. They do. Lisa, I know we've been talking a lot, and I know you've been intently listening too.
She's so great. Wonderful.
You're awesome. You got great energy, beautiful spirit, and I'm so glad you're here with us to share this message that is empowering. You're empowering other people because of your experiences.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing it here in the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. And expanding.
Yeah.
This is global. This is
Oh, yeah. No, I could see this going out well beyond the Quad Cities, what she's doing. I'm gonna see if I can read it right this time. Live fit with lupus.org. And the reality is what you're doing is living beyond lupus, because I don't think you're dealing with it anymore, because you've corrected what was wrong in your body in the first place.
Amen.
Amen to that, right? All right, we're here at Fresh Blends. One more segment to go. And having a great time. I've got a smoothie. What smoothie do I have here?
You have I Love Veggies.
That's
my favorite.
I Love Veggies. Oh, you can sing too. You guys sing me out, right? This is great.
Plant-based protein.
I do love veggies.
Singing and dancing.
Leanne DeBoer, thank you so much for hosting us. We've got another segment here coming up to wrap it up in Iowa after this.
That's right.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Lisa, you like a little Southern rock?
I know, I love
it. A little Skinner, right?
I'm from Texas.
So. You are Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right, yeah. We're doing some Southern rock here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Wrapping it up for Fresh Blends. Leanne DeVore and her husband Gary have this Fresh Blend store, and they've been wonderful hosts. They've been nourishing us with juice and now smoothies and just enjoying it tremendously. Thank you for hooking us up there, Joni.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Joni Abbott's been with me today, and we're going to be working on tomorrow's show in a little while as well. Lisa Lynn Eveleth, you've been an incredible guest today as well.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed having you on board. And was it your friend? Who was it? It was Leon's friend, Dottie. Dottie Beck was great as well. Go back and listen to the archives. You'll hear her talking about the ingredients that she's bringing into muscle-headed gyms, cleaning them up, right?
You've got to clean up these gyms.
Not only the Fresh Blends cleaning them up, too. So this is great. Now, Super Don, I sent you an article this morning. I think it was from Cleveland.com. It was about a doctor from the Cleveland Clinic, Daniel Needis, MD, the medical director and chief operating officer. This is no slouch doctor, right? Cleveland Clinic has a name that's recognized around the world as one of the tops, okay? He goes out and writes a big op-ed piece for the website Cleveland.com. I don't know if it's a printed magazine, too. And starts questioning the amount of vaccines that were given, questioning, you know, the sanctity of the religious rite that is, you know, the vaccine sacrament. And I saw it this morning, sent it to you, and then there was an immediate counter piece in Forbes. Somebody wrote, oh my gosh, he's gone quackery, right?
Oh gosh, you know, we question the status quo. Can't do that.
Yep. And by the way, he didn't say vaccines are all bad, because that's, you know, most of these doctors don't believe that, but Now you go back to the original article I sent you, and it's been pulled.
It's gone.
It's been pulled.
Yes.
It's gone.
Can't
find it anywhere.
Yeah. They pulled it. They've attacked
it's
him.
Gone.
They're trying to Wakefield him, remember?
In what, 3 hours?
Yeah, in a matter of hours.
Well,
they're Wakefielding
him. And the point that he was making in the op-ed was that he went to go get a vaccine. Look, the guy is not anti-vaccine. He wanted to get the vaccine. So
right, a flu shot.
Flu shot. And so he wanted to get a preservative-free. So he said they offered, here's a preservative-free vaccine, sir. And so he got the vaccine, and then he discovered that it did not have thimerosal in it, but it had formaldehyde in it. And so he went on to talk about that, and apparently got a bunch of people's panties in a bunch, and they've pulled the article now.
Well, this is why the First Amendment was written, to protect speech that was unpopular. And, of course, the dominant media paradigm is pharmaceutical, and so we must continue here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we do, and we are, to bring out these stories and point out these things. Now, I'm able to pull it up, Super D. I think they still have it. Maybe it's blocked by you, but let's see.
It's
an update piece.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not the original article. They've updated it and talking about the outrage this guy has sparked, and they're trying to condemn him and his message now, calling it dangerous misinformation. How dare he share his story of injury to flu shot. This is the freedom of speech that exists within the pharmaceutical industrial complex, dominated First Amendment lacking media. So this is an important point. Indeed, it looks like they did pull his original, and now all about it is attacking him. Mm. This is ad hominem at this point.
In these attacks, if they don't make an example of the doctors who speak out against toxicity and on this level, especially with regard to vaccines, then they always want to make an example of them to keep other doctors in fear.
Yeah.
And I just hope and wish and pray that any doctors listening, any practitioners listening, if you would please let go of the fear for what's in the truly best interest for your patient, because you do not know, there are no tests to know how those vaccines and how the toxins are going to affect each individual. Please look into integrative medicine. Please look into treating the whole patient and at least allowing them that autonomy, that individuality that we have. You could mess up their life for the rest of their lives or kill them. Are you willing to live with yourself for that?
Well, they have no liability, so apparently they are. Heavy drugs, heavy medication. Yeah.
One thing we need to point out here is that he really committed a huge no-no here. You know what he did?
What'd he do?
He used the words vaccine and autism in the same article.
Same sentence.
Oh, that's it. Same article. That's it. You're done. Yeah, they're going to go after him until he's done. And the thing is, he's a guy of integrity. Look, there are doctors now calling him out, saying they should disavow Dr. Needles in a high-profile manner. Another says he's a quack now. How does he head the Institute of Actual Medical Center? Suddenly, you know, he's fine one day, questions vaccine, suddenly he's a quack. Never questioned before, never asked about his credentials, nothing.
Maybe he read the vaccine package insert.
Yeah, maybe he got a conscience. But regardless, if we can reach out to him, not that he'd talk to us, but I'd love to have him on the show, folks. We'll be back with Advanced Medicine, Dr. Rasha Batar, tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Thanks. Come on to Fresh Blends. Love y'all. And I'm telling you, because it's the God's honest truth.
The power to heal is yours.
Thank you, Joni.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.